And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
We don't seem to read as much history or pay much attention to the history of this country and to the world at large, understanding why we're having these flameouts around the world. But history is important, and I think it should be emphasized more in school. Today's a special day, by the way. 238 years ago today, Patrick Henry, on March 24th, with hostilities growing dramatically between Americans and British troops, stood in a packed St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia. He made a fiery argument. If you know anything about history, Patrick Henry is a fiery guy, very dogmatic and very opinionated. And he was deeply concerned about the loss of freedom. And you all, even elementary in your knowledge of history, know what he said. He said, "Why stand we here idle? What is it that you gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." 238 years ago today, Patrick Henry said those words. And, of course, we fight that battle today. We talk a lot about that on this show, about the choices between liberty and security. We all want to be protected. We're willing to give up certain rights to give us protections. Well, let's be realistic. Even with trillions of dollars spent on defense during 9/11, hijacked planes flew unchallenged over our skies and attacked national symbols of business and government. So how much money do you spend and how much do you give up? That's the key. The Patriot Act and all these laws that passed in Congress seem to focus not on the terrorists, but focus on us as Americans. I'd hate to think that our own government would become a greater threat to our freedoms than any foreign terrorist. And when you're talking about this argument, you hear these politicians say, well, we've got to limit the rights and the freedoms of American citizens. Remember well the words of Benjamin Franklin well over 200 years ago. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. So I just wanted to point that out on this special day of Patrick Henry's fiery speech of give me liberty or give me death. He was right on then, and that same philosophy is right on now. Let me tell you some news a little bit. Here's a story that just floored me. The University of Florida Atlantic has issued an apology because a classroom assignment had students writing the name Jesus on a sheet of paper and then stomping on the paper. You heard me right. Write Jesus on a sheet of paper and then stomping on the paper. Now, apparently, it was done by the professor because to discuss the importance of symbols in culture. And some students kind of hesitated, and that I guess that's the part of the lesson. The professor was asking the students to think about it for a moment and then step on the paper. And he found out most people would hesitate. There are ways to make your point about importance of symbols and culture. Can you imagine what would happen if he just said, step on a very important symbol or religious leader of Islam? We'd have international riots in the street. So the University of Florida Atlantic quickly apologized and said they went over the line. You can see lots of cultural symbols, and I can understand discussing some of these symbols. But I think they're for discussion purposes. You don't write it on a sheet of paper and stomp on the name of Jesus Christ. You don't stomp on the name of George Washington. You don't stomp on the name of Moses, religious, cultural. You can make that point without tearing it that far. And, you know, we can talk about taking the Lord's name in vain. That is a symbol of the changing culture. It seems like every day, anywhere on the streets, you out and hear the Lord's name taken in vain. I'll even admit this to you. In the privacy of my own self, when I'm really angry, maybe occasionally I've taken the Lord's name in vain. I'd like to think I've never done so in public around anybody, not just children, adults or children. But we do things, and there are some reasons to discuss the importance of symbols. We talked about that in the show last week. If you listened to my show last week, I talked at length about this series that's on television right now about the Bible. It's on Sunday evenings on the History Channel. It's kind of the Bible's greatest hits. How do you tell the story of the Bible in 10-week series of 2 hours each? You can't do so. It's interesting. I watched it. The first four or five series episodes have been one violent act after the other. If you want to learn how to love your fellow man, don't watch the series The Bible, because it's one sect after the other killing this society, killing these babies. I mean, it's just horrible, all the violence that takes place, and it's a reflection of the Old Testament. That's the big difference. In the New Testament, you talk about the thoughts from Jesus Christ about getting along and loving your neighbor and doing good deeds, doing good works. The Old Testament is more like trying to get your place in the world, trying to define your relationship with God and going through all the internal turmoil and the physical turmoil and the violence that takes place, as we know, throughout the Bible. I talked last week, by the way, about Abraham. You talk about a cultural symbol. A religious symbol, God telling Abraham to go up on the mountain and kill his son Isaac. I have a tough time with that. God and I have talked about that, and we don't seem to see eye to eye on that issue. Those are cultural symbols that I think you can talk about in class. Stomping on the name of any religious leader, I think, crosses the line. Obviously, the higher-ups in Florida Atlantic University felt the same, because they issued an apology, said that's not going to happen again. Thank goodness. Some more religious news that affects us all. This is a wild story. It happens down in my home state of Louisiana. You have an interesting group of people down here. If you remember your history, Benedict of Nursia founded an order of monks, what, some 1,600 years ago. You had the Benedictine monks that came out of that order. Benedictines are very self-sufficient monks. They meditate a great deal, and they take care of themselves, and they do it all within the realm of their own hands and what they can produce. They grow their own food. They make their clothes. They make their furniture. And the Benedictines all over the world are known for doing that. We have a Benedictine group of monks located just outside of New Orleans, north of New Orleans, in an area called Covington, Louisiana. Been there for a number of years. Do good works. There are retreats that go over there with these monks. And the Catholics there love them. They have a church there, a very popular church over there. So for years, of course, being self-sufficient, these monks made their own caskets. If a monk passed away, they'd make their own casket and bury him right there in the grounds. Well, the caskets were pretty interesting. They were made out of wood, but often they would do hand-carving religious symbols. They put the cross, they put various symbols on the coffins. And some of the local parishioners said, these are wonderful coffins. We'd like to do so. We'll pay something for it. So it was a way for the monks to make a little extra money to carry on their order. Well, a Louisiana group, we got to take a pause. This is a wild story. They were told by politicians, you can't do that. Government forbids you from making a casket so that your parishioners can be buried in that casket. Can't do that. You can't do that. It was taken to court. Court said that's completely arbitrary. It's ridiculous. And rightfully thrown out, to where the monks are now back in business after being out of business for a couple of years. Hey, we'll come back and talk about Iraq. We've got the 10th anniversary of Iraq. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Freshen up the coffee, and I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
This week, we not honor, but remember, unfortunately remember, the 10 years we've been fighting in Iraq. America went to war with Iraq 10 years ago this week, and we are writing an epitaph about just what happened, why. History, Churchill said, is written by the victors, but there's no victors for America. In fact, there's not been any victory in a long, long time. When was the last time America won a war? Go back to the Korean War in the 50s. America fought, just finally said, let's shut this thing down. We're going to draw a line in the dirt and say, you don't cross this line, we won't cross into your line. They just called a truce, took a time out and caused a truce. Vietnam, look, we got beaten in Vietnam. We just hightailed and ran, pulled up ship after losing, what, 50,000 troops, came in and just walked away. Iraq 10 years ago, what do we have to show for this Iraq victory? You know, it was, we were told that this invasion in Iraq, we were told by prominent national security experts who went on television, appointed by George Bush, they all said that liberating Iraq would be a cakewalk. There obviously would not be a big price tag on it. And this could be the first American war in 155 years to be fought without a military draft. No draft. Great. And you can even get tax cuts. I mean, it's a win-win-win situation. We'll be in and out before you know it. There will be very literal damage of any kind. Well, that happened. And we've seen about 5,000 American servicemen killed. 32,000 wounded, and because there are really no unwounded war veterans, you never come out of these things unscathed. Nearly one out of two U.S. veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan have applied for disability benefits. You get that? One out of two have applied for disability benefits. Now, some of them probably are fraudulent, but you know, it's a different war, different time now. It used to be you'd either lived or you died, and if you were shot, you probably died because they couldn't get to you. Now we have had all these young men and women who have been injured who survived, but under some pretty tough circumstances because of their war injuries. Anywhere from 125 to 150,000 Iraqi lives are lost. 2 million Iraqis driven from their homes. That's a cakewalk. We're going to spend, by 2020, $1 trillion just on the interest of what we borrowed to fight the Iraqi war. When you look at the war, the occupation, veterans benefits and treatments, we're talking about $6 trillion. I have no idea what that number means. No idea. How many billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars is it to get to $6 trillion? Well, we did so to get rid of Saddam Hussein. We tried to get, and you know, there are some cynics, I guess I'm on that number, that said we couldn't capture Osama bin Laden, who was the architect and engineer of the September 11th attack. So why not knock out? Let's put a knockout punch on this tyrant who was without any redeeming social value. This had no influential friends in that region. So you see, we could knock off Saddam Hussein. Nobody really cared. Quick and easy. You follow me? And, of course, what the Bush administration did was repudiated a policy of getting a number of other countries together to help us. We went on our own. We hollered, mission accomplished. And now we're paying an unbelievable price. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And here's the downside today. Now all of a sudden we had this huge confrontation with Iran. And the president said last week, and Joe Biden, the vice president, backed up and saying, look, we're gonna do whatever we have to do. If we've got to go to war, we've got to drop missiles on Iran, we're gonna do so. With Iraq and Saddam Hussein, their big enemy was Iran. They were putting up great opposition to Iran. And you know the old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So we were concerned about Iran, but Saddam Hussein and Iraq were their enemies, and they were keeping them in place. Well, the Iraq war was not a war of necessity or self-defense. It was a war of aggression planned and initiated by us, like I say, as a diversion, because we couldn't get Osama bin Laden. So it's a deep tragedy. And like I say, you go back into the 80s, it shows how our policies, foreign policy, is out of sync, both with Republicans and Democrats. Throughout all the 1980s, Saddam Hussein was a favorite of the U.S. government. We poured billions of dollars into that country. Saddam Hussein was holding up the wall that kept Iran at bay. Same thing with Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was leading the charge in Afghanistan against the Russians. And then America just shut him down and wouldn't give him the time of day, and then did some things that made him, we can get into all the history of all this. But we had these folks on our side, and because of our lack of diplomatic will and powers, it just got away from us. This is a tough, tough world. You talk about Iraq and Afghanistan. You talk about the United States of America. Sure, we are a country divided through a number of segments. I live in the Deep South. There's a difference between the Deep South and California and New York. But our federal government is still strong, and there is a sync, a unity within the federal government that gives us the cohesiveness that binds us together, the glue that keeps this country on one front, particularly in foreign policy. You don't have that over in that part of the world. You go to Iraq, you go to Afghanistan, it's nothing but tribal activities. People aren't loyal to the country. Nobody's loyal to Iraq. They're loyal to their particular tribe, whether you're a Sunni or a Shiite, whether you're the Kurds. You're loyal to your tribe, and there are hundreds of and hundreds, sometimes thousands of tribes within each country. I think they speak 200 different dialects in Afghanistan, and you don't understand one dialect from the other. So these are not cohesive countries. These are countries that operate in a tribal unit, and 8 or 9 tribes may get together to protect themselves, but it's the equivalent in Afghanistan, for example, or Iraq that we're talking about now, of maybe 200 countries within one. So there's no cohesion there at all, and that causes the huge problems we have of trying to keep a handle on all this. We're going to come back and talk with an expert about this problem because, like I say, the price has just been astronomical to America. When you lose 4,000 troops, when you've got 40,000 wounded that we're going to be taking care of for the rest of their lives, half of the soldiers that went over there to Iraq now asking for disability benefits, there's trouble in River City. We'll come back and talk some more about it. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my email alerts. I wrote about Iraq this week on my website. Again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee. Give me a short break, and I'll be right back with you on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, politicians come and go in Washington, D.C., but it seems like everyone in office keeps shaking their fist over something happening in the Middle East. We're talking today about the 10-year anniversary of the invasion of Iraq and lessons learned, if lessons are ever learned. One day we're going to win a war. It's been a while. We've talked to you about North Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, now Afghanistan. We fight for a while, spend a lot of money, give up a lot of lives, and then we come on back home and say, well, we didn't have all the information at our hand at the time. Norman Solomon is with the Institute for Public Accuracy. He's written at length about America being a warfare state of mind. His book, War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. You can find all about it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Norman, welcome to the program today.
Hey, pleasure, Jim.
Glad to have you with us. You have expressed some concern about this state of mind, and you kind of think there'd be some lessons learned. We talked earlier on the show before you came on about the fact that, quite frankly, Saddam Hussein was a kind of a bulwark, a wall that kept the Iranians from blossoming out too much in the Middle East. And I talked about the enemy of our enemy is our friend. Well, we've taken him down. Now we're focusing in on Iran. Are we going to start this whole process all over again? How do you view what's happening over there today?
Well, there is a real danger that we'll start this process all over again. As you said, we would hope that there would be some lessons learned, but, you know, we have a bipartisan problem there when you have people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham teaming up with people such as, say, Dianne Feinstein. So we have Democrats and Republicans, all too many of them, apparently not satisfied with the last horrendous war the U.S. was in based on a lot of bluster and misinformation, the invasion of Iraq and the occupation there. Now they're pushing for war on Iran. And, I mean, this is really a destructive, what I call, repetition compulsion disorder of the warfare state.
Should Norman, should I be cynical about this? We hear such a hue and cry over the fact that we cannot cut military spending. We're going to put America in a defensive posture, and we're going to all be a danger. And yet we seem to be spending more money on national defense than the whole rest of the world combined. I see we got a $50 billion aircraft carrier under construction right now, and these airplanes cost us $1 billion to $2 billion each. If someone were cynical, you and I have no cynicism, Norman. We're not cynical, but you'd almost think that there is a whole focus, there's a whole protege of interests that want us at war all the time. It's in their economic interest, or they have an agenda that from a political point of view, but there seems to be a particular lobbying group that seems to always want us at war.
Yes, well, I think that we should be skeptical, and President Dwight Eisenhower identified at an earlier stage what we're dealing with today in 2013 when he called it a military-industrial complex. I mean, I think of this as a military budget. If it was just an authentic defense budget, it would be a lot smaller. When you look at the annual reports, as I did in working on my book, War Made Easy, I got the annual reports of many small, medium, and large-sized military contracting corporations. And they were saying, and this was back in 2003, 2004, that the war on terrorism was going to be very, very good for their profit margin and their business. They saw it as a lot of market share for them to gain. Well, we've got kids all over this country who don't have health care, who don't have good public schools. We've got seniors who are lacking for good nutrition and a sense of retirement security, while we have these hot dogs in Washington of both parties saying we've got to have another war. So I think we've got to have a more realistic view of what this country can and should do around the world.
Well, I think there is an argument to be made for some type of an involvement of the U.S. across the world. I'll just share an example with you. I've got a friend who retired recently from Coca-Cola, and he said that Coca-Cola does much more business throughout the rest of the world, particularly in Asia and the Middle East, than they do in America. They sell a lot more Cokes there, and that they don't want us to pull our embassies to pull out, and they want us to have a strong military presence, because we have they argue that there's a lot of American jobs involved in that, and we are an international focus in business, and that Apple makes so much of the computer overseas. And if you don't have some semblance of security and peace, then of course they can't do business. And that's not being completely cynical. You know, they're saying that America does have a role internationally. I mean, there are others say let's pull back and live within our borders. You have the Pat Buchanans of the world to say build a wall around the United States and let's just make things do. Is there a middle ground there somewhere from your point of view?
Well, very much. We need a role in the world. The question is, what kind of role? What kind of involvement? And we had a book about 10 years ago by the New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman, and he said, to have McDonald's around the world, you need McDonnell Douglas, referring to the big military contractor. Well, I think that that's a terrible way to look at the world. The purpose of the United States of America and our military is not to make the world safe for McDonald's or Coca-Cola. This needs to be a foreign policy based on our principles, truly based on defense, and not about racking up more market share for corporations, which, by the way, back here at home, aren't treating our own people too well. I mean, I don't want a nation of, by, and for Wall Street. I want a nation of, by, and for the people.
What happens when you go to Washington? You take Barack Obama. Obama seemed like very strong, raising some awfully strong issues about why we went into Afghanistan, why we went into Iraq, and was, you know, the knock on him was that he was too much the peace candidate, that he wasn't going to stand up for American interests. And now all of a sudden, we've seen him turn, make such an about face, and now shaking the fist at Iran, allowing billions to be spent on these two wars going on. Not only took the George Bush Patriot Act a step further, but instituted his own particular items of security that limited freedoms. Is it indicative in the power of the office that no matter what party you are, you get into this mode that we've got to be strong on defense, and no matter what the cost? What happens up there to these guys once they become president?
Well, there's enormous pressure as a candidate to talk more and more that way. There's a sort of a vetting or a filtering by the mass media, which frankly have believed in one war after another. I mean, I'm 61 years old. How many wars have we lived through in the last few decades, in the lifetimes of, I think, Jim, your listeners will remember, if you were born half a century or more ago, Vietnam, Dominican Republic at the same time. Then we had Panama, Grenada, the first Gulf War, had the attack on Afghanistan. We had the Kosovo War, had the Iraq War for the last 10 years. Now the so-called war on terror. This is in search of enemies. You know, there's an inexhaustible supply of enemies in a planet with 7 or 8 billion people. This is an industry that can go on forever. The question is whether it's in the interest of this country or the world for us to keep like six-gun shooters out there with the, you know, the gunslingers go around the world thinking that we can run it. And, you know, we may have, you know, listeners may remember seeing a bumper sticker, red, white, and blue. It says, these colors don't run. Well, I think there's a more perceptive bumper sticker out there. It is red, white, and blue. It says, these colors don't run the world. And if we think we're going to run the world, we are going to be in for a rude awakening.
Talking to Norman Solomon, written a great book called War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. Norman, I'm going to take a little break. I've got a few more questions to ask you. You can hold on.
Sure.
You can find out about Norman's book on our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll see my weekly column, and you'll see a lot of comments about what's happening in Iraq. Let's take a little pause right now. I'm going to freshen up my coffee. We'll come back on our final segment and talk some more with Norman Solomon.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the Occasion Contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty? This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, after 10 years of being in Iraq, 10 years ago this week, we went into Iraq. We've got a lot to show for it. We've got some 4,000 or 5,000 Americans that have been killed, 30,000 who were injured. We'll spend $1 trillion just taking care of those servicemen over the next 15 or 20 years. Norman Solomon is joining me right now. He's written a great book called War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. Norman, let me ask you this. It seems like the American attitude is, particularly in Congress and particularly in the Washington mindset, is that, look, America should create a flourishing democracy, whether it be in Iraq or Afghanistan, throughout the Middle East, and that's going to serve as a catalyst for this miraculous transformation of the Middle East from a land of a bunch of despots into a region of democracies that look just like us here in America. That seems to be the prevailing attitude. We can bring them around to our way of thinking and bring this flourishing democracy. We don't know much about history in that part of the world, do we?
No, we don't seem to utilize history anyway. You know, and I'm thinking a parallel of that attitude in Washington that you described was sort of epitomized by a U.S. soldier who, after all, was put in a very dangerous situation coming up from Basra through southern Iraq 10 years ago, and he was quoted by the British newspaper The Guardian saying, this country is in really bad shape. I haven't seen one strip mall yet. Well, the world is not just trying to be the United States. The world has its own very diverse histories and cultures, and rather than thinking we got to transform, we may be spending some time understanding. I think the reality is that all this about we want to create democracy and human rights, unfortunately, in the Middle East as elsewhere, has been kind of a cover story, kind of the very slick advertising for a very lethal product. Because, for instance, just a couple of examples, just as the George W. Bush administration, the Obama administration has given that rhetoric while supporting, for instance, the royal regime in Bahrain, which is killing those who want and speak out for democracy, or, for that matter, Saudi Arabia. So all the rhetoric of the world doesn't change. The actual policy is supporting these despots.
And not only that, it's a, I think we also seem to think, from at least, and I want to get your opinion on this, that, you know, although we have differences in America, the South's different from California, and we all have our uniqueness, still there's a pretty full support of a cohesive federal government. We're in that part of the world, as I understand it, there are like 200 different languages in Afghanistan, and your loyalty is to your tribe, and there are hundreds and hundreds of tribes. You don't care anything about the national government, where we want to force that kind of approach to where they reflect us in that regard. And, of course, it's a lot easier to govern that way, but that's just too simplistic. Would you agree?
Well, I think you make a great point, and Afghanistan is a great example. We talk about nationalism in different countries. In Afghanistan, it's more like valleyism. In your valley, who can you protect, which should be your own clan, your own tribe, and who can you defend against, which is those who are coming through, which is, in the last many years, the U.S. troops, or maybe even the Taliban, or maybe even the Afghan government. So the notion that we're just going to turn Afghanistan into our replica of freedom, I think, is absurd.
What do you think about Iran? You got any thoughts about, we seem to be obsessed with Iran right now, and, you know, they're trying to even get a nuclear weapon. They're still a year or two off. They don't have a missile to launch it, and they seem to be kind of basically a small operation that Saddam Hussein and Iraq kept in pretty good check for a good while. Are they that big of a danger? Is there too much obsession in Washington with Iran being this next big, huge enemy we've got to deal with?
There's way too much obsession. They're not an international danger to really speak of. And I say that in part based on history. You know, if we were to ask President Obama or Senator John McCain, a terrible hawk in Washington, when was the last time Iran attacked another country? They'd have to scratch their heads. They'd have to go back centuries. Iran doesn't have a history in any of our lifetimes of attacking any country. Saddam Hussein, with U.S. support, attacked Iran. This is the reality. And when I was in Tehran a number of years ago, during the first election campaign that brought Ahmadinejad to power, I interviewed a couple hundred people from all walks of life in the streets. And I asked them about nuclear development. And essentially, they said to me, Americans think that they should have nuclear power and we shouldn't. And they say, you're telling us, do as we say, not as we do. Well, Jim, I think that that is true the world over. People don't find that very convincing to say, do as I tell you, not as I'm doing. And we've got plenty of nuclear weapons. Israel has plenty of nuclear weapons. And to tell Iran, you know, you can't have them, it's not very convincing.
Well, and it apparently is not much. I mean, I don't see Turkey or, you mentioned Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. I don't see them cowering, you know, in great fear that something's going to happen over in Iran. They're kind of going their own way. Don't seem to be all that concerned about it. The concern seems to be over here and not so much of the countries surrounding Iran.
Yeah, well, this is a sort of the repetition compulsion where just as 10, 11, 12 years ago, the war drums were beating. Bipartisan. We had Democrats and Republicans in the White House and Congress pushing for war on Iraq. And now we're getting a lot of similar from folks in Washington in powerful positions. In terms of Iran, I think it would be a terrible mistake. And it's an opportunity, I think, for all of us to speak up and to push for a rational approach. Yes, we should have negotiations. Yes, we should make clear concerns. But when we start threatening, I mean, you just flip it over. Obama, in his speech just days ago, threatened Iran. Well, how would we like it if another country starts threatening attacking the United States of America? I don't think that would be a good policy.
And it kind of feeds on him, although those other countries, although Iran really isn't capable of doing very much, I guess,
right.
But the fact that we take a shot at them. Well, the politicians in those countries, just to sound like they're not wimps, have to kind of take a pot shot at us just to kind of protect their turf. And then we pick up on that shot at us, and, oh, see what they're saying? They're shaking that sword. Yep. You know, they're a danger. We got to move in all the more. So by our rhetoric, we are kind of inflaming the whole situation and causing more rhetoric to pour on the fire and keep the fire burning that builds up the call. We got to take some action. We got to take some action. So any reasonable voices? You hear any reasonable voices up in Washington right now, Norman?
Well, there are some. I mean, there are some members of Congress, and certainly Barbara Lee, the Democrat from California, very much in a minority, even in her own party. She's somebody who has been warning against this kind of, as you say, escalation of rhetoric that can lead to escalation into military action. We could remember that back 10 years ago, actually more, in September of 2001, she was the only member of the Congress to vote against the so-called authorization for use of military force 3 days after 9/11. Now, at the time, that seemed reasonable to the vast majority of people, but it was a blank check for war that's been cashed with blood. Americans, Iraqis, Afghanistan residents. And the reality is that what she said on the floor of the House, vilified for it at the time, is very true today. She said, as we act, let us not become the evil that we deplore. And Jim, I believe it's evil to go and send missiles and bombs into civilian neighborhoods and end up killing a whole lot of people for no good reason.
Norman, thanks for spending some time with us today. Norman's book is called War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. You can find it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Norman Solomon, have a good weekend. Thanks for spending some time with us. Hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Me too. Thanks, Jim.
Take care. Interesting guy and interesting scenario of what we've been through, where we're going, and trying to make a little common sense of our position in the world. And, you know, I like what Norman said about the fact that, you know, do as we say, not as we do. Well, you know, you're living in some other country. You know, we're the big bad wolf. We're the giant. We're not the giant killer. We're the giant. And so, of course, we've got to maintain security interests. Of course, we've got to do that. But you've got to do so in a reasonable state and not give up our freedoms in doing so. Remember, again, the words of Benjamin Franklin. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Jim Brown here. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Glad you're listening. I'll be back next week right here with you on the Common Sense Show. Have a good weekend. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.